Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by the Alliance Berean Church, where you'll find faith, family, and friends.
Good morning. Don't you just feel good after celebrating Easter? God has incredible timing, and to have the events of 2,000 years ago fall in the spring is perfect. Easter is all about hope, the hope of a future that isn't ruled by death and disease, the hope of a better existence in a glorious place, and the hope of life after death. And even if you don't believe that God has a hand in your life or the happenings on this earth, you can't help but feel the hope that spring brings. The landscape turns from brown to green, new life is popping up everywhere, and the warmer temperatures revitalize us. If you're feeling hopeless today, you need to turn your eyes outward, off of your circumstances, and let someone else help you find a new perspective. Hope is what makes today worth living.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Box Butte General Hospital, where great things are happening.
Good morning. Have you thought about the many facets of change? It can be exciting if you're prepared and looking forward to it, but even then it can be overwhelming. Then there's change that is forced on you without the benefit of preparation, like when your health won't allow you to continue your current way of life, or you get a job transfer, or your spouse retires. If you've been dreading a change that is in your future, try embracing it. Jump right in and do all you can to help it go smoothly. Change is necessary for survival and growth. The more you fight it, the more you heap unneeded stress on yourself. So enter this week with an attitude of anticipation and acceptance instead of dread and avoidance, and it will make all the difference to you and those around you. Have a great week.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Box Butte General Hospital, where great things are happening.
I've been thinking about that old saying that since God gave us two ears and only one mouth, we really ought to listen twice as much as we talk. Spending the time listening to others before jumping in to save the day will give you so much more clarity about not only the situation itself, but a course of action to take. And the person who is the recipient of your attention will appreciate being heard. If you have children in your home, how are you doing at really listening to what is being said? So often, anger and the flaunting of attitudes can be avoided just by spending some time making eye contact and concentrating on what they need to say, even if the child is only four. And what about the times you answered your spouse with an uh-huh or a yes, dear, and what was said really didn't even register? So try to slow down this week and open both ears. You'll be amazed at how your relationships improve.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Box Butte General Hospital, where great things are happening.
Hello. It may surprise you to know that patience is not one of my virtues. I can't spend a whole day shopping for one thing. I want to find what I need and get on to the next project. I have a hard time waiting on people who seem to take forever to make a decision that I would make in 30 seconds. So, either you are like me, or you know someone like me. Now, they say that you shouldn't pray for patience because then God will send you situations in which you'll have to practice it. So then how do you learn it? When I am forced to stop and wait, I have started making a conscious effort to remind myself that life doesn't have to be rushed. If I can shift my focus, the irritability vanishes, my day goes smoother, and things still get done. So join me in my quest for patience, but don't take too long.
Thoughts from Terry with KCOW General Manager Terry Friesen. Brought to you by Box Butte General Hospital, where great things are happening.
Hello. I feel like I've been in fourth gear for a while now and I need to slow down. Life shouldn't be about getting through it as fast as you can. When you're a kid, you can't wait until you're a teenager. Then when you've arrived there, you yearn to be an adult. Pretty soon you're 40 and you have teenagers of your own and you wonder where all the years went. The grass always seems to be greener on the other side, and we rush through the stage that we're in. Let's slow down and enjoy the benefits of life right now. Slip in a walk. Read a chapter or two in that book that's been sitting on your shelf all winter. Meet a friend for lunch. Go out and hit a few tennis balls, even if you don't play tennis. Life is a precious gift, and we shouldn't be wasting it. So take a deep breath, let it out slowly, and tiptoe into your day.